Hope everybody got the sources. Not the Hashem Bershus Rebbe Rabbi Willig. First, I also want to thank Baruch for all of his arranging. He thanked everybody; he didn't thank himself. But really, we thank all the arranging and all the pushing and all of the making sure that everybody got here. So you know, Shkoyach and Chazak ve'amatz. The Gemara tells us Maseches Vachim. Those learning Daf Yomi will get to this in a few months. This is not on your sheet. The Gemara tells us Maseches Vachim, Kuftes Zayin and Aleph, that B'shas Matan Torah, all of the world didn't know what was going on. Nobody knew what was happening. Says the Gemara, Shekshinidna Torah Yisrael Hayakola Vaholech Misofa Olam Vatsofo. Kadosh Baruch Hu's voice Kaviyacho went from one side to the other of the world. B'chol Machi Ovdi Gochavim Achaztan Ra'ada Meheichaleihem. And all the kings of the world were shaking. They didn't know what was going on. It was Maimon Har Sinai, Roam as Akolos. What's happening? Niskapsu Kulam, so they all gathered. They have to ask the smartest person they know. Who's the smartest person they know? Bilam HaRasha. They go to Bilam and say, Bilam, what is going on here? What's happening here? Niskapsu Kulam Eitzel Bilam HaRasha Vamrulo. Maka Lahamon Asher Shamanu. Shema Mabul Bala Olam? Is there going to be another Mabul? Is that what's going on here? There's... We don't know what's happening. We hear, we see, we feel. Bilam says, don't worry about it. Hashem promised no more Mabul. No, he only promised no Mabul of Mayim. Maybe there'll be a Mabul of Eish. Bilam says, no, calm down. It's okay. Hashem promised. So what's happening? Hashem's giving the Torah to Am Yisrael. Hashem owes Lamo Yitay. They answer, okay. Hashem Yivarech Hazam Obashalom. There are some more, a few more seats. Please don't stand the whole time. Please feel free. Hashem Yivarech Hazam Obashalom. Adkan Divrei Hagemara. Yes, with Meir Shapiro. What were the Umos HaOlam thinking? They knew something was happening. They knew there was something cosmic. Something amazing going on. Why'd they think of Mabul? Out of all the things that they could have thought of, why did they think that was going to be a Ma Kesher? What's the connection between a Mabul and Har Sinai? Why did they definitely think of Mabul? So says our Meir Shapiro. Let's think for a moment. And say for Yeshayahu, the Navi tells us that La'asalava, when Mashiach comes, is going to be an amazing event, an amazing reality. The Gar Zev and Keves, all the animals are going to get along with each other. The sheep and the lions, everybody's going to get along with each other. You're not going to need cages. Everybody all together. It's Meir Shapiro. Yeshayahu was telling us this unbelievable prophecy. It's never happened before. What do you mean? It happened once before. Once before in history, the Gar Zev and Keves. It happened already once. B'shas HaMabul. So what's so amazing? You read Sefer Yeshayahu. He talks about these amazing events that Be'ez Hashem are going to happen very soon. So we understand most of them has never happened, but here it happened once before. So what's Yeshayahu HaNavi telling us? Some amazing thing that happened once already. Says Meir Shapiro, no, never happened. There are two types of achdus that we have in Am Yisrael. In the world. One type of achdus we might call achdus mitoch ein brera. Mitoch, we have a common enemy. Mitoch, you want to survive, you're in the same boat, you have to get along with each other. B'shas HaMabul, that wasn't the ultimate achdus. That was, you want to survive, you better get along, don't fight, don't make a hole in the boat, don't make trouble, you got to live together the next couple of months. That's achdus type one. But what's Yeshayahu HaNavi talking about? That's a totally different type of achdus. That's an achdus based on common aspiration, shared dreams, a vision of what the idyllic state of reality should be, the Garza Eid of Kevis, that's never happened before. The Mabul, that was Achdus type 1. That was Achdus Mitoch Ein Brera. But Achdus type 2, Achdus Mitoch, a common vision, shared dreams, says that's never happened before. B'shas Maimon Har Sinai, all the nations see and hear and feel, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. They see Am Yisrael coming together. They see it, they feel the achdus, and they're like, what is going on? Shema Mabul Bala Olam. Is there another Mabul? Because the Mabul was at a moment of achdus. Is there another Mabul? They see this achdus, and Philip says, no. Hashem owes Lamo Yitay. This is a type of achdus based on the Torah, based on common dreams, shared aspirations, living to a higher standard, being a Mamlechas Kohen of the Gai Kadosh, what binds Jews all over the world. Is binding through Torah, is binding through that common connection that we have of being an Eved Hashem. So tonight, for the next few moments, we're going to learn together one element of that Torah of Har Sinai. One element of the Torah that binds us every day of the year and every day of our lives. But one aspect of that element. We know, B'shas Mayim and Har Sinai, everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything, every klal, every prod, as Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, why are the laws of Shemitah introduced in Parshas Bahar with an introductory Hashem told Moshe Bahar Sinai? Everything was given at Har Sinai. Ella ma Shemitah namru kol oseo protoseo v'dikdu ke'ami Sinai. Just like Shemitah, its general laws, its details, its dikdukim were given at Har Sinai. Afkulan namru. So to every single mitzvah. Every single mitzvah. Torah Shebechsav was not the only Torah that was given at Har Sinai. You can't understand any mitzvah. I feel a bit mixasa without Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Everything was given at our Sinai. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara Menachos tells us, Sora, B'Yakiva, Darshan in every tag. But everything was given at our Sinai beforehand. Great. Simple question. So everything was given at our Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. So what does it mean, the special category that comes up in the Gemara every so often, even more so in the Rishonim, called Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? If everything is from Moshe Rabbeinu, so what is the specific category of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Everything was given out of Sinai. We're not going to get into that. Why Dr. Shemitah is the example that was picked. Many of the Mefarshim on the Rishonim, the Achronim, all talk about why Dr. Shemitah is the model that was picked by Chazal that Rashi quotes. But in general, so what is it? What is the special category of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that we call specific mitzvos and halachos that were given? We know the Rambam tells us in his Hakdama to Pirush and Mishnayos. You know, the Rambam has three major Hakdamas. The Hakdama to the Perek Chelek, Sanhedrin, where he talks all about Olam Haba and the 13 principles of faith. We have the Rambam's Hakdama to Perek Yavos, the Shmona Prakim, because it's 8 Prakim. Rambam's title of his Shmona Prakim, but again, all about Midos and Derech Eretz. And of course, we have the Rambam in his Hakdama to Pirush and Mishnayos in general, where he talks about the roots of Torah Shebal Peh and goes through the order of every Mesechta and every Seder. But there also he mentions 5 categories of Torah Shebal Peh. 5 categories. There's Torah Shebechsav, as we know, that's the written Torah, what we have, dictated by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. But then we have the 5 categories of Torah Shebal Peh. What are the 5 categories of Torah Shebal Peh? The Rambam at his best, if we had to write down what are the 5 categories of Torah Shebal Peh, where would we start? What would we say? The Rambam says 5 categories. The first 2 are very similar, and that's what we're going to have to figure out a little bit. First, again, it's a larger piece. I just gave you part of it. The Rambam says, "Nitzel fi aklolim sheikdamnu shekol adinim akvuim b'Torah nechlokim lechamisha chalokim." 5 parts. Hachelik Arishon, part number 1, is not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That's going to be number 2. What's number 1? What the Rambam calls Pirushim. And again, remember, this is the translation of the Arabic. Everything the Rambam wrote was written in Arabic, except for the Mishnah Torah. Hachelek Harishon, Pirushim, Hamekubalim, Mimoshe, Pirushim, Hamekubalim, Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Laws that we have transmitted from Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyesh Lahem Remez, Bakatuv, O Efshel Olamda, Bachas Miamidos. Let's get back to that line in 1 moment. Let's go to number 2 first. What's category 2? Dinim Shebahem Amru Shehem Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. First 2 categories, Pirushim HaMekubalim B'Moshe Rabbeinu, number 1. Number 2, Halacha Moshe Misinai. What's the difference between a Pirush HaMekubal for Moshe Rabbeinu and a Halacha Moshe Misinai? Sounds pretty similar. They both, the Rambam holds, no machlokas, which itself is a very controversial, the Chavas Yahir has a whole tshuva where he goes through, there are many machlokas in the Gemara about Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right, what does the Rambam do with all those machlokas? There's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? Sroros, beginning of Baba Kama. So, some of them, it doesn't say about the Feirish Halacha Moshe Misinai, it just says Gemara Gemirila. The Nesif says maybe that doesn't mean Halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, but not for now. So, we have Pirush of Akubo, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, and category 2, Halacha Moshe Misinai. What's the difference between those 2 categories? The Rambam says, if I would have had 100 years, 500 years, can I have figured it out? Can I have figured out this law? Pre-Eitz Hadar, a gorgeous, beautiful fruit. It's an esrog. It never says anywhere, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. That is an example, says the Rambam, of a Pirush of a Kubo Mithi Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, can I figure that out? Maybe an esrog is a beautiful fruit. It's not against the pshat. Pri Eitz Hadar, beautiful fruit. Right? Ayin tachas ayin. The Rambam says, eye for an eye. We do not paskin like the Hammurabi Code. We paskin like the Gemara in the Sefer Baba Kama. Right? It's dinei ayin. We don't do an eye for an eye literally. So how do we know that? The Gemara goes through the beginning of the Chovel, the whole daf, about how do we know that. But ultimately, the Rambam gives that as an example of a pirush of kubo bibi Moshe Rabbeinu. Can I figure that out? If I had 100 years, maybe. It's not, again, not so difficult. In most civilized countries in the world today, eye for an eye is not taken literally. Says the Rambam, Halacha Moshe Misinai, if you'd have given me 1,000 years, I would never have been able to figure it out. Why Kazayas? Why is that the Shira Chila? Kazayas, I would have, might have said a little bigger, a little smaller. Shira Mechitzel Chatzitzen. All Halacha Moshe Misinai. I never would have figured it out in 1,000,000 years. Those are the first two categories of Torah Sheol Peh. So let's just list off, that's the one we're going to talk about. Let's just list off all five. Number one, Pirush Rambam Kubal Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There's a few more seats, please. I feel, no, people shouldn't have to stand for so long. Feel free. Feel free to sit. Come in, come in. We're all ba'achus. Feel free.
It's not that time.
Sit, please. Number one, Pirush Rambam Kubal Moshe Rabbeinu. Number two, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Number three, which is the largest category, all the halachas that we learn out through the Yugim Midos, or the Midos Shatar and Rashis Banan. Category 3, Category 4 and 5, Xeros, and Takanos to Rabbanan. Zidin to Rabbanan are also part of Halacha Moshe Misinai. We do have the concept of a Siyag on a Daraisa level 2, or Yosef Engel lists off 15 to 20 of them, but on a Drabbanan level, pure Drabbanan, the Rambam also has Category 4 and category 5. And the question again that we're going to talk about now is, so what's unique about Halacha Moshe Misinai? If all of this was given, all the Torah Sheol Peh was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so what is the unique category called Halacha Moshe Misinai that we know, we could never have figured out, and it comes straight from Moshe Rabbeinu? So let's delve a little bit, and we will see, based on the words of some of the Achronim, there are really two categories, even within Halacha Moshe Misinai, and again, to try to get us, give us an understanding into the depth of this category, this one category of the Rambam. Well, again, we could spend many hours discussing each of the categories of the Rambam. The Yud Gimel Midos, is that considered the Rices, or a difference, what's before Shvakra, not before Shvakra, but we're going to focus on Halacha Moshe Misinai. So we'll start off with a question, a Machlokas Rishon. There is a halacha in Maseches Sanhedrin, and it also comes up in Maseches Vachim, those learning the Daf Yomi, about a Kohen Orel She'avat. An uncircumcised Kohen who does the Avodah. So, he's not allowed to do the Avodah. Kohen has to be a Mahul, right? An Orel Kohen, let's say someone can't get a Bris Milah, he's an Orel, so he can do most mitzvahs. A couple of mitzvahs he can't partake in. He can't partake in Karan Pesach, can't do the Avodah, according to many. But again, as my focus, how RL is defined. But let's say an RL, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin. How do we know that an RL is allowed to do avodah in the Beis Hamikdash? Where does it say in the Torah? Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's merumaz and a pasuk in Yechezkel. But the Gemara says Gemara Gimiri La, which we'll assume right now means Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is a jump, but we'll assume that way. But that is what the Gemara says. Gemara Gimiri La v'asa Yechezkel asmachakra. Does one get Malkus for a Kohen Orel She'avad if it's based on Halacha Moshe Misinai? Says Rashi, no. Rashi is Sanhedrin Daf Pei Daled. Lo Yavo, after Orel Basar, Mesu Echamach Basbila, Lo Yavo, Azhar B'Divar Kabbalah Ba'alma, V'lo Laki Yaleh. No Malkus. Is Rashi Mechudash? Is Rashi Pashut? What would we have said? A Halacha based on Halacha Moshe Misinai, no Malkus. We would have said, yes, no Malkus. Why? He shomer pen alo. For Malkus, generally the rule is you need a pasuk and a furish bekra. What's that say in the Torah? He shomer pen al or lo. One of those four words. Without those four words, it's not going to be an onesh. It's not going to be Malkus. So Halacha Moshe Misinai, we just explained, according to the Rambam, there's no remez in the pasuk. It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Rashi makes a lot of sense. Seemingly, it's mistaber that we would have said that. What's the question? The question is the Rambam Shita. Rambam says in the Chasbias Mikdash, Ha'arel harehu kiben nechar, shenemar kol ben nechar arel lev arel basar, quoting the pasuk from the Gemara, from Yechezkel, that's quoted in the Gemara Mesechta Sanhedrin. Lefichach, says the Rambam, arel sha'avad chila lavodaso v'loke. And he gets malchus. Kizar sha'avad. We'll get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. He asks the acronym, how could the Rambam say you get malchus? Halacha Moshe Misina. It's not based on the pasuk. There's no pasuk, lo sa'asei, in the Torah. How could the Rambam say you get malchus on Halacha Moshe Misinai? Question one. The Kesef Mishnah asks the question. Kesef Mishnah says something. Let's see what he says, and then try to figure out what he means. He asks this question on the Rambam. There, in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. V'kiv d'gmar gemira lo, d'lo yavo l'sharis. Ki lucky, says the Rambam, lo mishum ashara d'divrei kabbalah lucky, where you can get malchus based on the pasuk in Yechezkel. He got malchus based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, d'divrei kabbalah. Elamishum das hara the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a lo sa'aseh. But where is it? The Yalkoze Ratza Rabbeinu Shiehe Nirmaz B'Torah Ksas. It's a little bit tinted to in the Torah. Is it in the Torah? Is it not in the Torah? Nirmaz B'Torah Ksas. It's a little bit in the Torah. So it's enough little bit to get malchus for. But it's not mefurish. Where's the Nirmaz in the Torah then? So let's see. What does the Kesef Mishnah mean? But first, let's ask another question. Question one, Arel. Machlokas Rambam Rashi, half of the Rambam until you get Malchus. Question two. We know there's a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that tells us the mitzvah, the lo sase of Arla. Arla, the first 3 years, one is not allowed to partake of any fruit. When you come to the land and you plant any fruit tree, off limits. Very fascinating Tamei HaMitzvos given by the Rishonim for Arla. The Rambam says that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to use special magical incantations to make their fruit grow extra quickly. Right when they plant, like, very fast. So as the Rambam writes often in Mor Nebuchim, many of the mitzvahs, the law says, are anti-Avodah Zarah. This is 3 years. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Nothing. The Ramban says it's all connected to the fourth year. You want to give the first to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yerushalayim. And the fruit usually don't grow so well the first couple of years. So it's Aser Bana, the fourth year, the first year that you have nice fruit. So then you bring it up to Yerushalayim. We have a pomegranate tree. I don't know, it's like the fifth or sixth year. It's still not bringing anything. I think it's just our farming abilities. You know, that, I don't know, we've tried, we did. I planted it our first year. I'm like, this is amazing. They say, why did Reb Chaim want to go to Eretz Yisrael? To mitzvahs of Tlius Baaretz? I don't have any fruit. And I tried. Okay, what can I do? I can just still give shear about it, but I can't actually do it. Okay. Anyway, so the pasuk tells us that the mitzvah of Arla, Ubashana Shvi, Arabiyas, Yet, Popirio, Kodashilu, good. So Arla is a mitzvah that applies in Eretz Yisrael, just like all the other mitzvahs of Tlius Baaretz. What about a Chutz Laaretz? There's no Truma in Chutz Laaretz. There's no Meiser in Chutz Laaretz. What about Arla? Says the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. This is according to one opinion. Arla's Chutz Laaretz, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. If I have a fruit tree in Riverdale, Arla, first 3 years, off limits. Kisavo el Aretz then wouldn't mean only in Eretz Yisrael, it would mean when. When you come in, it would apply everywhere. Arla Chutz La'aretz, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Gemara says, quoted in source number 9. If I eat Arla Chutz La'aretz, what would I get punishment? Would I get a punishment? Says the Rambam, it doesn't call us Asuros. Ha'ocha kazayis mitelo shal devrayim, o mikilai akerim ba'arla shal Chutz La'aretz. Makanos o Makas Margus. Malchus Rabbanon, meaning Daraisa, there's no Malchus. Halacha Moshe Misina, no Malchus. Okay, this one's good. This Rambam, we would say, fits in, because after all, it's Halacha Moshe Misina, there's no Pasukas before Shpikra, no Malchus. Question. Not before Shin the Gemara, Machokas Rishonim. What about Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? The fourth year. We know in Eretz Yisrael, we have the first three years off limits, it's Arla. Fourth year, it's treated like Maaser Sheni, if you bring it up to Yerushalayim. What about Ravai and Chutz La'aretz? There's no Gemara about that. All the Gemara talks about is Arla's Chutz La'aretz. Is there Ravai and Chutz La'aretz? Machlokas Gaonim and the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim, Yir Eli. The Rambam hardly quotes anyone by name, but he quotes Gaonim. quotes from the Rinnigash every once in a while, but the Ram hardly quotes anyone else by name. Says the Rambam, Yireli. Whenever the Rambam says Yireli, we know our ears open up a little wider, because we know the Rambam's saying this based on his own conviction, not based on earlier sources. It's based on what he feels. Yireli, says the Rambam. She'ein din netter Rabbi Noi b'chutz la'aretz. No! No Rabbi in chutz la'aretz. Ela ocha pei rishona shvius below pidyon klav. No pidyon, no Rabbi in chutz la'aretz. Only Arla. Shelo amru ela ha'arla. And he quotes the Kal v'chomer based on if Surya, which is chayiv in ma'aser and shvius d'rabbanan, doesn't have Rabbi, so too. Okay, a Kal v'chomer. Not for us now. V'horu at the end of the halacha. V'horu makes us yonim. Shekerim Ravai Lavado Podroso B'chutz La'aretz V'achar Kach Yeh Mutter Ba'achila. He quotes the Gaonim. There is Ravai Chutz La'aretz. There is. Ve'im L'davar Zeh Iker. And I don't agree. I don't agree. Rambam is emotional about this. Ve'im L'davar Zeh Iker. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim? What would we have said? There's no Gemara about it. So our mother is Chutz La'aretz Halacha should be Sinai. So should there be Ravai? Should there not be Ravai? Not clear. The Rambam obviously is Yireli. He thinks it's a Svara. And he thinks the Gaonim are not correct. But the Gaonim obviously feel otherwise. This Machlokas, says Reb Chaim, is the secret. Is the secret of Reb Chaim there in Hilchos Machalas Asuros. Says Reb Chaim, Bahanire Bebir Pluktas HaRambam Bahagaonim. Dine Yesh Lafaris. Let me explain the root of the Machlokas. This little detail in Hilchos Arla and Ravai open up vistas of understanding in the whole sugya of halacha of the Moshe Misinai. Says the Rambam, says Reb Chaim, Dinei Yesh Lafarish, Halacha, D'Arla Noagas Becharas Faris Betrei Gavni. When the Gemara comes and tells us that Arla applies to Chutz La'aretz, there are one of two ways to understand that halacha. The hello, we know there's something called Arla in Eretz Yisrael. Comes along the Torah and says, there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz. So now what? Let's take a step back for a moment and say, okay, so now what is Arla? Says Reb Chaim, Arla might mean, I would have understood Arla as only Arla's Eretz Yisrael. The Torah now, through the Halacha Moshe Misinai, is telling me, Arla means a wider definition of what I would have thought had the Halacha Moshe Misinai not have been mechadesh to me that there's also Arla's Chutz La'aretz. But once the Halacha Moshe Misinai tells me that there is, I now have a deeper, wider understanding of a concept that I would have thought in a narrower way beforehand. What Reb Chaim calls Halacha Moshe Misinai, Hamifareshes. It expands. It gives us a new understanding into what I would have thought. What's the other way to understand it, said Reb Chaim, and we'll read it in a second? No. There's what's Arla? Arla's Eretz Yisrael. That's Arla. What did the Halacha Moshe Misinai tell me? Something new. Halacha Moshe Misinai Hamichadeshes. Not Mifareshes. There's a new Halacha. There's something called Arla, which is real Arla. It's Arla's Eretz Yisrael. And then there's something new called Arla's Chutz La'aretz. Says Reb Chaim, that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. When the Torah tells us there's something new called Arla's Chutz La'aretz, is that expanding the definition of what Arla is? And if that's the case, Memela, if this is Arla, what always follows Arla? Ravai. If this is something totally new, there's Arla, Eretz Yisrael, and that is Ravai. This Arla is something new. Why should there be Ravai? There's no Chiddush HaTorah for Ravai. Says the Reb Chaim, now let's read it. Let's start with Ella, third one. The Tzarachian, Im Heikha Shinahaikas Arla B'chutz La'aretz, Oz Gam Hi Bechlau Arla Haksuva B'Torah? Is this now included? De Iker HaAlacha, here's the key line, Bo'al V'Giluye Akra. The Halacha is coming to help reveal and expand my understanding of what the pasuk says. The Avagad the Kol Mitzvos Atluyos Ba'aretz Ain't an Oikazel Ba'aretz. Even though all the other Mitzvos Atluyos Ba'aretz are only in Eretz Yisrael, the Halacha Moshe Misinai tells me Arla is different. Remember, Arla is not a Matnas Kahuna or Matnas Levia. It's something different. Shumas, Maaseres, Arla is different. Tanisser. So, is that how I understand it? Arla shiny, it's everywhere, or no? Is it limited? This is Arla, real Arla, and this is not real Arla. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaon. I'm not going to go into it now, just to give you a marmakom. It's source 14, the Tosas Rid, reflects one of the signs. The Tosas Rid in 14 in Huva Bagazel has a possibility that Arlas Chutzlaris is only Aser Ba'achila. It's not even Aser Ba'ana'ah. Not going to go into that now, but that's what the Tosas Rid, that obviously reflects that it is a halakha moshe b'sida ha-mechadeshes, not mefarashes, because the internet has a different halakha l'maisa between it. Let's go back for a minute, though, to our first question, before we see other nafkaminis. What was the machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi? Arel she'avad, a kohen arel, an uncircumcised kohen does the avoda. Rashi says there's no malchus. Halakha moshe b'sina. What the Rambam say? Malchus. Malchus? How could there be Malchus? Halacha Moshe Sinai. Explain, what did the Kesed Misha say? It's Merumas Bikroksas. It's a little bit of a puzzle. What does that mean? So if you look at the Mari Kirkus, a little bit earlier, Mari Kirkus explained, look at the Rambam. You don't even need Mari Kirkus. Look at the Rambam. When the Rambam tells us that an RL gets Malchus, he doesn't just say an RL gets Malchus. Whenever the Rambam has a comparison in Mishnah Torah, it's meant to illustrate and teach us something deeper about the halacha. Because the Mishnah Torah is not just telling us the halacha. If you wanted to tell us the halacha, just say the halacha. An RL gets Malchus. If he adds any comparison, it is obviously meant to illustrate and help our understanding. So let's go back to that Rambam for a moment. The Rambam, where was it? Back on page 2. We were with the Rambam. Yes, the Rambam is source number 6. What did the Rambam say? And again, now it screams out at us. Ha'arel shechi avad chilal avodaso v'lokia kimo zar she'avad. What is the Rambam telling us? Says the Mari Kirkus. It's in the next source. That, what would I have thought a zar is? A zar is a non-kohen. No. A zar, the opposite. What is the definition of a kohen? A kohen is a circumcised male, dressed with big day kahuna, washed hands and feet, kohen. Without any of those, he's a zar. A kohen arel is a zar, right? I'm a zar, I'm a Yisrael. But even if you're a kohen arel, also a zar. Pasuk says, Mefarish, that a zar gets mamas. The chiddush of the halacha Moshe Sinai is to tell me, RL is included. Expand our definition of what Zar is according to the Torah. And again, you might say, one second, how can the Rambam say by Arla is Halacha Moshe Misinai HaMechadeshes and by RL Mefareshes? Every Halacha Moshe Misinai could be viewed differently. It's not a stira, even though it's RL and Arla, right? But still, every Halacha Moshe Misinai, Chazal and the Rishonim had their understanding how to understand each Halacha Moshe Misinai, Mechadeshes or Mefareshes. Where else do we see this? Two or three other halachas before we wrap it all together. Let's turn the page for a moment. The Mari Kirkus was in source 15. He says it Beferish. Just a quote. Shedikde Graveinu Vakasad Ha'arel Harikub Enechar Veloke Gezar Sha'afa. Good. Number one, we had Arel. Number two, we had Arla. Number three, says the Gemara in Mesechus Yibamas Tafayin Aleph. In Perek, Ha'arel. Amar Rav Yisfak Amar Rav. Lo Nitna Priyas Mila La'avim Avin. We know Bris Mila Halakha L'maisa today has two parts. We have the chituch, the cutting of the foreskin, and the priya, the pulling back and the revealing of the mila. Priya, that second part, was not given to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had Bris Mila, he multi. Only the chituch, only the cutting. Where did priya come from? It says Tosfos there in Yevamos Halakha Moshe Misinai. Halakha Moshe Misinai. Because you can't say it was added on later. Says Tosfos, "Ein Navi Rashi LaChadish Davar Me'ata." Where you can't add on something new. Says Tosfos, "There in Ayin Alpha Beis V'Yesh Lomar Source 17." The Halacha Moshe Misinai Hu V'Yoshua Asmachei Akra. So now let's think about this. Priya of Bris Mila, Halacha Moshe Misinai. What type of Halacha Moshe Misinai is that? Rashi quotes Reb Soloveitchik in Eretz Tzvi in Source 18 had this suffix. What type of Halacha Moshe Misinai is Priya of Mila? The Yesh List topic together Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? Based on his grandfather's suffix. Im hi bibechinas Halacha HaMechadeshes. This is something new. What's Mila? Mila is cutting. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu adds on, you also have to do Priya. Shenoseh b'alinyan ha-mila, b'inyan ha-mi-priya. Kinyanoseh b'vnei atzmo, something separate. Something new, something added on. Oh no, no. Shubuchinas, Allah Sinai, Hamifarashas. It expands our definition of what Mila is. Sha'alacha Moshe B'Sinai Gil Salanu, it tells us, what does Mila mean? Mila doesn't mean to cut. Mila means a process that has two parts. What two parts? Or it might be an expanded uncovering. How do you uncover? By cutting and pushing back. But it's an expanded definition. The Rav had the suffix. L'may nafkamina. Ethachasam sofer. What happens if the Moel did the Mila, and then before he did the Priya, I forgot to make the Bracha. Can I still make the Bracha of Al HaMila before the Priya? I already did the Mila. But we're noting for the father to say Lachniso right at that moment. Right? To get a little is Lachniso, Sheva, Mitzvah. We try to get a little of both. A little over Lasiyasan. But it's the Chassam Sofer. What happens if the Moel didn't make the Bracha on the Mila? Can he make the Bracha of Al HaMila on the Priya? So he does not talk about it in terms of Rabchaim. He doesn't talk about it in terms of that idea. Obviously, he doesn't quote Rabchaim. But a little hard in historical chronology there. But either way, but the Sam Sofer talks about it in terms of the language. He didn't start talking about a case where it was forgotten, but he's talking about a case where it was done, but there were still tzitzin hama'akvin that had to be pushed back. Priya wasn't done properly. So you have to go back and do Priya. L'chora hayanira delo yivarech. Pashto says the Chassam Sofer, not to make the bracha, dahare, what does the word Mila mean? Dahare kol mefarshim pirshu Mila, lashon chituch v'krisa. Mila means cutting. Look what he quotes. V'chein chibru v'kakredansya. Right? V'shoresh mul in kol atevos. Look at the dictionary. Look at the encyclopedia of what the word means. V'chein lo azob v'sefer Mila, v'chein tirgam okulis. Look at all the definitions. V'zelo shayach ala priya. Shelashono gilu yatara. Right? Priya is revealing, like paramosha isha, uncovering the head of the woman in Sota. So linguistically, says the Chassam Sofer, it wouldn't fit. The afagav, but one second. So, but you usually say Mila and includes both parts. Right? So says the Chassam Sofer, no, that doesn't bother me. The afagav, the kishamoluporeya, eina bevarech ala bracha, achas ala Mila al shteyen. You make one bracha on both, yeah, but that's okay. Because included in that is the chituch, zeino. Hasam kima, the tchilas ha-mitzvah hu ha-mila, mevarech alav, and that's good enough. So he doesn't talk about the lumbus of it. His issue with the suffix is the linguistic, but according to Rav Soloveitchik's suffix, maybe we could talk about it in the context of our issue. Is Priya now part of the definition of Mila, so you can still make the bracha of ala Mila? Because you haven't done Mila yet. You're still be'emsa the mitzvah of Mila. If it's Allah Moshe Misidahai Mechadeshes, it's something totally new, so then you're done. You're done with the mitzvah. Maybe a new, you can't make a new bracha, because that we're not misaking. Three. RL, Arla, Priya. Number four, where we see this. Fascinating. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel. Good question, why the Masechta didn't start off with this Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. But, no, we have the most press out of any of the Malachos is the Malacha, of course, of Hotzah. I think somebody once said, I once heard that the topics that get more dafim in Shas than any other topic is Hotzah and Pigel. For some reason, those two. Svachim and Menachas, Pigel, many dafim, and Hotzah. Every tiny little object. How much of this do you have to carry, how much of that do you have to carry? So we know that's Malacha number 39. The Malacha of Hotzah, Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mishnah, though, only uses the Lashon of Hamotzi Mirishos L'Rishos, as we know, Rishos HaRabin to Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabin. Later on in the Gemara, Daf Tzadi Vav, the Gemara learns out not only Hotzah Mirishos L'Rishos included in the Issa Daraisa, but also Ma'avir Dalet Amos Rishos HaRabin. Carrying four Amos within Rishos HaRabin is also what the language of the Gemara, Gemara Gemirila, which let's assume means Halacha Moshe Misinai. So Halacha Moshe Misinai, Ma'avir. So one second. So, yes, it's an Issa Daraisa. Is it an Av? Is it a Tolda? How does one categorize Ma'avir? It's not on the list. It's not on the list. Maybe that gives it away already. Are there any Avos that are not on that list? big discussions on those dafim about noteya and mavrich and markiv, all of those. Sometimes one word might include a couple of actions. So this is a discussion of the Ritva and the Ran and the Rishonim there on Dafsad Yivav. The Ran has one extra line that the Ritva doesn't have. First, let's see the words of the Ritva. Says the Ritva, Gemara Gemirila, Kirish, de la have tolda de hotzah. It's a tolda, okay. Hotzah, the Av, is carrying one Rishus to another Rishus, and Mavir is a tolda. The lack of a frushe to gomir to lab the avos. It can't be that it's an av. Two reasons. Number one, chada de imkain efishili avos. Then there'll be 40 avos. But it was left off the list. Ton of a shiur. Can't be. Number one, and it can't be implicitly. What is the Ritva saying? It's not included in any of the other ones. Right. The fact that he says, if you say it's an Av, it would be 40, then obviously it's not anywhere else on the list. V'on, and he says, De'ein onshin me'halacha l'moshe v'sinai, you can't give an onesh. Based on halacha l'moshe v'sinai, we know you get on it. There's an onesh for ma'avir, dal amos. Right? You get a skila also. So number one, it's not on the list. And number two, you get an onus, so it must be a tolda. A tolda is also daraisa. Right? The difference between a tolda is only karbanos, as the Gemara says. But the Ran there, in Shabbos Adivav, has an added line. Yesh lomar, mishum demavir tolda demotzihu. He says the word tolda here, but then look what he says. Let's read it together. It's a tolda of motzi. It's in the category of motzi. Not sure if tolda here means actual tolda or just in the category. Because look at this next line. Lefisha dalad amos shel adam rishusim. The four amos around the person are his rishus. Umisha motzi chutz ladalad amos havili motzi me rishus la rishus. If I carry Dalad Amos out of my Rishus, I have now just done Hotsa'a to a different Rishus. Hotsa'a, Mavir, what's he mixing in? Oh, what is the Ran telling us? The secret of what's the Halacha Moshe? You see they have Mavir? Wow, I would have thought, what is Hotsa'a me Rishus from Rishus mean? Going from Rishus Arabim to Rishus Yachim, Rishus Yachim to Rishus Arabim. What's Mavir? New category. Pashas, what's the Ritva? Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, Mechadeshes, it's a Tolda, it's also Asur. What is this line of the Ran telling us? No, no, no. I would have thought, Mavir Me Rishus La Rishus is legal Rishus. Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachin, and back comes along the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, going out of your four hours, is going to a different world, is going to a different Rishus. Wherever you are, your Rishus is with you. And therefore, that's also a form of Hotsah. And maybe, again, he doesn't say the words. He says the word Tolda. He says the word Tolda, but maybe, again, just the conjecture, but again, it could be maybe he's just expanding on the Ritva, but he adds in that extra line, which makes maybe one to think that he's a little different, that maybe he's saying it's really could be an Av. It's included, because we have a new understanding now of Hotsah. How do they motzi me Rishus for Rishus? The Chiyarina, the Kaman, the Chulu. This is the Ran on the Mishnah, the Afayin Gimel. He relates it to Tzadivav. The Mara Dalabos, Hilz, the Gemirla, Haino, the Chayiba, Midin, Motzi. Says it the Fesh. So Arel, Arla, Priya, Mavir, one more. One more, and then we'll wrap it up. It was supposed to be an eat and learn. I didn't know it was going to be a learn then eat. It's a little more dangerous that way. Okay, we'll wrap it up soon. One final example. This will be more of a question than an answer. Nisuch Hamayim. We know every day in the Beis Hamikdash, wine was poured on the Mizbeach on the southwest corner, right? Along with the Shlamim, the Nisachim. For a week out of every year, water was also poured. Nisuch Hamayim. They poured water, libations, on the Mizbeach. How do I know this? What does it say in the Torah? You have to do Nisuch Hamayim? Beginning of Masechas Tainus discusses a couple of suggestions. Maybe it's based on the extra mem yud mems, as all Baali Kriya know, just got to pay attention, which is Unisakeha, which is Niskam, right? So, extra mem yud mems. But there is one day, Machlokas Tanoim, there's one day there at the beginning of Tainus, Halacha Lamosha Misinai. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Nisach Hamayim, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay. Is there an Afkavina?
between those shitos? Halacha l'maisa, you have to do it. So what's the nafkamina? Says Rabbi Lazar, Mishnah, the end of Svachim, second to last parak, source 24.
Rabbi Lazar Omer, af ha-menaseich mechag bechag bachutz chayv.
What if I do nisa chamayim bachutz?
I know there's something called shchutechutz, which the Torah describes graphically. Very unusual. The Torah talks about shchutechutz as like murder, shvichas domim. Unbelievable, the graphic way that the Torah describes shchutechutz. But what happens if I pour water outside the Beis HaMikdash? Is that called an avoda bachutz?
Says Rabbi Lazar, yes.
Chayiv. Chayiv, if you're menasek mayim bachutz. For avoda bachutz.
Says the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayis in source 25. Says the Rambam, really, you're not chayiv. Ain't a yagni gemalchus. Ain't a davarkein. Ella halacha moshe misina.
What is the Rambam telling us?
Rabbi Lazar, who says that you get malchus for nisa chamayim.
No, you don't get malchus. Halacha moshe misina. Meaning, it's not mafurish.
What does Rabbi Lazar say that? Rabbi Lazar must say he do get malchus. What do you mean? He doesn't think it's halacha moshe misina? Maybe.
Or maybe it is Halacha Moshe Misinai, but it's a different type of Halacha Moshe Misinai.
There's something called Avoda. There's an Isser of doing Avoda Bachutz. What's called Avoda? Maybe the second that the Torah tells us that there's an Avoda called Nisa Chamayim, we have now expanded our understanding of what Avoda B'Mikdash means, which would then mean that what our understanding is Avoda Chutzla Mikdash. It is a little difficult because it seems to me that the Rambam was Chozer Bo in the Mishnah Torah. Again, we're not here to try to answer that Stira, just to point it out. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Midin Musafin, he paskins like the opinion of Halach Moshe Misinai, right, source 26, Kol Shiva Simei Achag, Menal Sinis Amayim Agavim Mizbeah, V'Dabaz Halach Moshe Misinai, and based on what he said in Pirush Mishnayis, what should the Rambam say, and therefore one does not get malchus, but in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, the Rambam paskins that one would get malchus for that, and therefore a little tzarapin exactly what that means. The Frankel Pirush Mishnayis has a little different girsa, but either way, this is the at least the issue without getting into the details of what the Rambam holds. So we discussed a little bit over the last few moments one of the five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam tells us, Pirush Mamukubal and Pirush Rabbeinu, number one, Halacha Moshe Misinai, number two, both do not have machlokas. The first is Merumas Betorah, eventually, the second is not. Category three, everything we learned out from the Midos Shatar and Reshes Bahen. So that's category three, the major, and four are Xeris and Takana. So Halacha Moshe Misinai, we learned together that maybe there are two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Based on the words of Reb Chaim, Enochas Machalas Asuros, Halacha Moshe Misinai Mechadeshes. Halacha Moshe Misinai Mefareshes. Is it something totally new that I wouldn't have known ever? Some of them are obviously Mechadeshes. Kizayis, Mechitza. But some might be understood as expanding our prior understandings of a certain context, a certain idea, that we now have a new, larger, more expanded understanding of. We saw that by maybe an Arel is a Zar, maybe Arlas Chutzla Aretz is also Arla, maybe Priya is part of the mitzvah of Mila, maybe Ma'avir is part of Hotsa'a Merishus L'Rishus, and maybe Nisa Chamayim is part of the definition of Avodah. Maybe just to close with one Dvar Agadah, again about the appreciating Torah Shebaal Peh, but the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Peches, you have it there in Source 29, Beis Asim Safta Sahar, the Chazal that Rashi quotes also on the Torah, Kafa Alei Hahar Kigigas, Hashem held a mountain over our heads like a barrel and made us an offer that we couldn't refuse. You want the Torah? Great. If not, Shom Tehei Furat. Yes, Benyahu Yada, simple question on one of the words. Hashem held the mountain over our heads. Kagigas. What's a gigas? What's a gigas? A barrel. What does that word add to my understanding of the mashal? He held the mountain over our heads like a mountain. That's not good enough. He didn't have the mountain over our heads like a barrel. Why a barrel? How does that help us understand the event? So he bases it based on the question the Medrashim already asked. The Medrash asks in Parshas Noah, with his Kuni quotes it, many other Mefarshim also ask. Tosfos asked the Kasha. There in Shabbos Peches. Look a little further down on that same daf. the Gemara discusses the two most famous words that we ever said as a nation together, Nasa and Ishma. Nasa and Ishma, Kaplan Markagigas. One second. Kaplan Markagigas, we were forced, Hashem held a mountain over our heads. No, Nasa and Ishma. We'll do it. Willing, not willing. Which is it? Tosfos has one answer, but the Medrash in Parshas Noach that the Chizkuni quotes has a different answer. We were ready to accept Nasa and Ishma Torah Shidduch Saf. That's finite, that's known. I know exactly what I'm getting myself into. Torah Shebaal Peh. Every time I go into this farm store, there's more. Right? There's more. And the Torah Shebaal Peh, it's infinite. It's unbelievable. It's the institution of Torah Shebaal Peh is a Mayan Muscovy. Never stops. Just goes and goes and goes. You aren't ready for that. Nasa v'nishma on Torah Shebaal Tzav. Torah Shebaal Peh says, no. It's a package deal. Can't take one without the other. You can't understand anything in Torah Shebaal Tzav without Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a package deal, and every letter and every word of Torah Shebaal Tzav has so much Torah Shebaal Peh in it. Yerushalmi Shkolim says, in the Dibros, alluded to in the Dibros, was everything, was every mitzvah. Rashi at the end of Mishpatim, quotes from Sadigon. Right? In the Aseret HaDibros are included all Tariyag mitzvos. Says the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, what's a barrel? A barrel is not important for the external barrel. It's for the billions of droplets of wine that's inside of it. So Hashem hold the mountain over our hands like a barrel. You're ready to accept the Torah Shebichsav. That's the barrel. But there's so much inside. There's so many drops inside. You can't just have one without the other, says the Ben Yoyada on the left side. This is Kavla Rakagiga, Shigeshla Beis Kibul. Lirmos al Torah Shebaal Peh she'osa l'kol tevas beis kibul she'tochel b'kirba kama alafim halachos, thousands, millions, infinite number of halachos, dafka barrel, because nasim nishma Torah Shebaal Tzav is not enough. It's a package, and once you accept that, kavla makadigas Hashem had to force us with Torah Shebaal Peh because it's a package deal, and that's exactly whenever we get an aliyah. Whenever we get an aliyah, the Torah, that's something that we can think about too. Because we know we make a bracha before we get an aliyah and after we get an aliyah. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim v'nasal manu es torasa. Torah shebachsav, the Torah says. Hashem gave us the Torah. Nasan lanu toras emes. V'chaye olam natav esocheinu. Torah shebaal peh within us. We go up to the Torah, we get an aliyah, we make a bracha on Torah shebachsav because we see the cloth in front of us. We see the words, we see the ink, we see just what's in front of us. But after we get an aliyah, we realize there's so much depth. We appreciate every letter, every word of the Torah. We realize there's so much behind everything that we just read. And we make a bracha on Torah Shebaal Peh. Asher nasa lanu toras emes v'chayot v'chayot. We appreciate what it is that the Aruch HaShulchan writes. The Torah Shebaal Peh is the neshama to the Torah Shebaal Tzav, which is the guf. So we have this chus tonight of discussing a little bit, one little aspect of Torah Shebaal Peh, that we should be mechazik ourselves to be able to be committed to every element of Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebaal Tzav, and that Hashem deepen our appreciation of all the mitzvos and all the halachos, especially that we learned tonight, halacha l'moshe misinai.